Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust. Right here for the next 3 hours with the Inside Outside Guys. We are thrilled to be with you this morning. My name is Ken Calverly. I am the Outside Guy.
Chuck Brightstein, the Inside Guy. Happy to be with you. Did you catch any of that lightning in the southern sky this morning?
No, I did not.
Really?
No.
And you were out working in the yard.
I was out working in my daughter's yard.
I didn't say which yard. I just said the.
I was whacking weeds at 7:30 this morning in my daughter's yard.
Neighbors got to love her or you.
It's
or...
a battery powered. It's really quiet. It is. It's not. She has no really close neighbors, so I don't think I bothered anybody at all.
The battery powered stuff really is great. It's taken me a long time to buy into that, but I agree with you.
Yeah. For the power tools, now I do not have a battery powered mower, push mower, but that may be on my list. Next, I like the way I just like it. I like the battery power tools because Chuck, forever, you and I, we lived through the R&D years of this kind of stuff. Nothing beat a corded tool. Nothing had the power that cord.
That's true.
The battery powers now, right when that battery's fresh, they have that kind of power.
I think it'd be interesting to see, for instance, on a day-long job. I mean, I like to see them run a compressor like the roofers need. I don't think they're going to do that.
Right.
Yeah, let run down every 10 minutes. And again, if the batteries are $300 a piece, it's like, what do you gain? Right?
Yeah, you're right. So analytical. You got to look at every aspect of it.
I just, in a skill saw, you know, I've had the battery operated little tiny skill saws, and they're really handy, like on a roof. For
I have one as well, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. But they don't maintain their torque and power long enough. I mean, what you're going to have five other batteries up there on the roof with you.
I've got a DeWalt. I'm a DeWalt guy. I guess I became one a few years ago. But I have the smallest little battery, and I've got the 90-volt battery, the big one as well. That 90-volt by itself is probably a $300 battery.
I bet it is.
Just the battery itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's heavy. Oh, I know, and it's heavy. But it's so convenient to be able to grab a tool and just go do something with it. I have to worry about a cord or putting the gas in it. I mean, I've been working around my house like crazy. I've got all of my yard caught up 100% right now. I got my mulch out. I'm in good shape going into the spring.
Not quite caught up.
Well, you got a lot going on.
But I have the battery operated little chainsaw.
I do as well. Little pole.
The pole saw and the hand saw. Regular, looks like a chainsaw, but it's battery operated. Because it's not like I'm going to work on with it 4 hours. I'm going to use it an hour at a time or 20 minutes at a time. So, what else? I got a hedge trimmer. That works really well, the battery powered. I love not having a cord to dink with on that.
Do you have bushes around your deck in the back?
Oh, yeah. I had to.
Did you take the hedge trimmers to make the deck look bigger?
Make the deck look bigger? I planted them farther away. We've got the deck we need and use. It's relatively small. It's a 16-foot square.
Oh, is it really?
But it's got a L-shaped couch and fire table on it, and then another table with four chairs around it. It's like that's all we ever need.
Right.
We've never wished we had a bigger deck. But I do have arborvitae like a wall. It's trimmed like a rectangular L-shaped wall.
Gotcha.
To keep the wind off it.
Gotcha. Hey, we have a quick call. Let's take Renee and Warren real quick. Renee, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm really thrilled that you've taken my call. I have
Thank
a 34-year-old. Yeah, you're welcome. I have a 34-year-old Amana furnace and a 24-year-old air conditioner unit. I've been looking around to replace both of them, and I'm getting a lot of contradiction of what product to go with and what company to go with. And I would like to know from both of you, what do you think is the most reliable brand in furnaces and air conditioners and in companies out there?
We get this question, I'm guessing, every week on our email.
Regarding
something. A lot of it is asking, what are the best out there? And then, price points, which we can never. Yes, you're right. You're right. And we can never talk about pricing because we can't keep up with pricing.
Nobody can.
But every HVAC company you have out is going to sell you the products that they sell, whether that be Train, Amana, Coleman, you
Carrier.
Name it. Yeah, there's so many out there.
Luxair.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
you're,
it goes, the list goes on.
You're right. And a lot of those units go down the same assembly line, and then at the end of the line, they put a, you know, their tag on it, that company's tag on it. So Chuck and I are not real big on the individual products. We feel they're all good. What we're really big on is the installing contractors and the warranty. We feel those are the two most important aspects.
I mean, if you take CNC heating and air conditioning as an example, every week Dana will tell you she's got salespeople coming in from different manufacturers trying to get them to carry their line.
Right.
And after, what's it been, 70 years in business? They're like on their third generation, so long time. They have chosen Carrier because they don't have problems with it. A company like that doesn't want to have problems because they lose money fixing them. So they stick with a line that works for them, if that makes sense to you.
And that works together well.
Right. Yeah.
The air conditioner and the furnace are going to be your best bet energy efficiency-wise in your house.
Yeah, and the manufacturer works. I thought when you said they work together well, the manufacturer and the installer work well together. Right. That's a real critical.
That's more important almost, right?
Yeah, so long answer to your question, we would recommend a company that supplies a first-person warranty to their product that's been around a long time. Sharon's is another one. They've been around long enough, they could buy anything they want and install anything they want.
Right.
But they choose the product that they have based on the fact that they don't have to mess with it once it's installed, you know, and they're going to stand behind it if there is an issue. All the ones Ken mentioned are good products. I would buy any of them.
Yeah.
But my first concern would be the installing contractor. Do they give me a first-person parts and labor warranty? In other words, I call them. I don't call anybody else.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. What do you feel? How do you feel about Train brand?
Train's a great brand.
Yeah. You know what they've all done, Renee? Let me use Carrier as the example. They've got like 8 or 9 or 10 different models for residential installation, and they're all at different price points. They vary in efficiency. So it's one of those things that you might buy their cheapest one, and it won't last as long as their middle-priced one, even though it has the same badge on it.
Right.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, the way we said it.
So basically, you get what you pay for with the product.
With the product and the company. That's huge.
Yeah, we'll talk about this more when we get back from break. If you just want to keep listening, Renee, we'll touch more on this subject when we get back from break. And one of our new team partners, Oak Electric, also has an HVAC department.
They're also one of the biggest Generac installers in the nation.
Yep. So whether it's
standby
generator or a new furnace and AC, we want you to call Oak Electric. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. The Inside Outside Guys want to be your one-stop shop for any and all of your housing needs if you live here in the state of Michigan. With over 80 years of combined housing experience, it's a pretty good chance that we know anybody you're going to call to your house in this state.
Well, that's our saying, growth and experience.
Growth, exactly. Exactly. You can all experience in the world if you don't grow, right?
Absolutely.
So getting back to Renee's question from Warren about the furnaces.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck, you and I have the luxury of knowing some great companies.
We do.
And
gosh,
when you build relationships like we have, see, companies that aren't great, we don't bother building relationships with. We just walk away right away.
Doesn't matter what product they have.
Right, exactly. Yep. But companies like Sharon, CNC, the HVAC companies we have, Oak Electric just came on. These are companies we've known for a long time. They have a great reputation in the state. And that's one of the qualifiers right there. When you've been in business as long as CNC, Sharon's has been in business, and you still have, if not a 5-star review, but very close to a 5-star review.
That's
that says so much.
Especially in this age when a non-customer can do a review digitally. I mean, someone that never even dealt with you can go up and do a review, and nobody knows it.
Right, right.
But it stays there, and it impacts, you know, how people see your company on, you know, digitally. It's like, gosh.
You're right, right.
So, or, Renee, call Sharon's or CNC. Both their numbers are at our website.
Yep, theinsideoutsideguys.com. And we want to remind people to stick around today. We have a very unique, very fun bonus hour for you today between noon and 1, featuring Sparkle Blinds. And Sparkle Blinds is a great local. Everybody wants to buy local, and blinds are a very important part to anyone's home. Window treatments are, whether it's because you need more sleep, you need insulated blinds. The stuff they can give you for
privacy,
for budgets, comfort. Great budgets. There you go. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny. I thought I had a pretty good handle on what was available out there until we talked to Tanya and Jeff Strait. And it's an old company. Yeah. They've been around, you know, a long time, and nobody knows about them. They're a well-kept secret.
Well, you know, that's the thing we talk about, Chuck, the first-person warranty. I mean, there's all these blind companies people can go online in and put their measurements in. Once they get them ordered, the company you order from, they're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone. They're history.
They're an email.
They're an email.
Somewhere.
You order from Sparkle Blinds, you have a problem, they come out, they take a look at it. It's on-hand service. Yeah. And when you listen to Tanya and Jeff between noon and one, you're going to want to use them. Oh, they're a great couple. They really are. Fun, honest, ethical. Stick around between noon and one for that.
Yep, I agree with you. We had fun yesterday at Mary Grove. We had the owner there, Mike Fallahy, with us. And later on, we were joined by a guy that's becoming a friend of ours over the last couple of years, Paul W., who did then the 12 to 1 hour.
Yeah.
But Mike is into so many things, and everything he does with a written process, procedure, trains everybody to that. And he'll tell you, if somebody doesn't follow the process, they're gone. But if they stick with us, it's a career.
Yeah. Found it cool. So interesting. Everybody we talk to, everybody needs help. Mike said, no, I don't need help. I got all the people I need. I've got a well-oiled machine right now, and I want to keep it that way.
He's not looking for new people. Isn't that amazing?
That is very amazing. Says something about his organization.
He said that. I almost fell out of my chair because nobody says that to us, but that's cool. And he said they build for 14 states at the Livonia location there in Industrial and Merriman, and he said they had 7,000 orders on any given day in the back room. And a 48-hour install deadline, regardless of where, you know, if you buy in Boston, once a salesman has come out and put the order in, all the decisions are made, it's 48 hours to an install.
Right.
That's just unbelievable.
Right.
Truly unbelievable.
I agree.
Pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Very cool. That was fun.
It is. Chuck, we need to do we're going to be doing this home maintenance stuff to help people out. And one of the things we want to talk about home maintenance for people, especially this time of years, is decks.
Yep.
And this what's happened this last week is a great example of how things can go wrong on a deck. Say you have a wood deck at home, and it may be a little bit older, and you haven't inspected it in years. We get all this rain. The deck's soaking. It's heavier. And then maybe you have a few friends over, and you all go out to the deck. And all those things I just spoke about come together, and a tragedy happens. Now, hopefully that deck's only a couple feet off the ground, but what if it's not? What if it's 10 feet off the ground? It is so important to walk around your deck and take a look at all the bolts, all the fasteners, and the one place the decks are historically known to fail is the ledger board, right where it attaches to your house. So the deck literally falls away. So very important you check that out. And at 10:30, just a few minutes, we're going to have Jeff Widener from Decks Unlimited come on and talk about what Jeff can do for you as a homeowner. Because once again, it is deck season. They're going to get very busy. And if you need a beautiful new Trex deck, you want to stick around after this next break and talk to Jeff Widener, or listen to Jeff Widener from Decks Unlimited.
Yeah. There came a time 25 years ago when that was, it's like, do-it-yourself deck building.
Right.
And a lot of the big box stores, you know, you attend a two-hour seminar and you walk away with a lumber, you know, and you think you're a deck builder.
You're so right.
But it is not, especially if you're connecting to an existing home. That is such a huge, potentially great or potentially horrible thing to do to the house if you don't know what you're doing, you know, to get rid of moisture. So I'm so glad Dex Unlimited is a team partner.
Me Jeff, too.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. He takes care of a lot of our customers. He has his little range that he sticks into. And, boy, we get a lot of great feedback when it comes to Dex Unlimited.
He stays in his lane.
Yeah, you're right. It's an absolutely good way to put it. He stays in his lane. You're right. If you had a chance this week to look at the Detroit News Homestyle section, and we had an email right after this, Chuck, about Miss Dig and how important it is to call Miss Dig before you put a shovel in the ground. And we had an email. You probably answered it. It's about someone doing some digging in their backyard for posts. And they said the electric comes from the front. Do they need to call Miss Dig? And the answer is yes. Gosh, you know why? Oh. It's free. There's no cost. And you should never be in a hurry to get this kind of a project done. So if there's even a small, if there's a 1% chance that there's a wire, call Miss Dig before you dig. And check out our article at the Detroit News Homestyle section.
Yeah, it'll explain it. It's not a dissertation, but it's a good article for a homeowner to read, and we really believe in that. Are you gonna be talking to the guys at Performance Remodeling this week?
Yeah, I'll be heading over there tomorrow with Kevin to Performance Remodeling.
Great people.
Great team partners.
Rich, the owner, is a great guy who cares, and it seems like everybody, Jason from on down,
you're right,
has
you're
bought in.
Bought in, and a great team partner of the Inside Outside Guys and WJR. You hear about their $100,000 sweepstakes they're giving. But listen, you need a new roof. You need new siding, new windows, new doors. You'd be doing yourself a disservice if you did not call Performance Remodeling. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
It's all good.
Everything is good. We'll be taking your phone calls. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Before we went to break, we were talking about Dex, and Jeff Widener from Dex Unlimited should be calling. We'll see if he does. But in the meantime, if you do have any questions, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Dex, Chuck, we've been getting so many emails for Dex because people are ready to start working on their Dex. And one thing they want to know is how can they get the existing stain off their deck and what should they use to stain it next, which is all great questions. Some people don't want to use a harsh chemical. They don't want to use any strippers with VOCs in them. If you don't use a stripper with a VOC, it's going to take longer no matter what you use. If you use there's a product out there called Citrus Strip, which is a good product. It works well, but not as good as those chemicals work. So just know if you want to go with a product like that, you will work harder, but you help save the environment a little bit better.
I won't listen to you.
I
mean, the truth is, if you put a transparent stain on it, you'll never have to take it off. Matter of fact, you can't take it off. If you put a good one on, you can go over it with a different color at some point. But Ken and I keep telling people, don't put solid colors on the walking surface. Don't put any kind of paint on the walking surface. If you got wood, use a transparent stain.
And just because it says stain doesn't mean it's not a solid surface, a solid paint.
Yeah, some of them are what we call overcoats. Right. And they're kind of in between a paint and a transparent.
We want a penetrating stain. We don't want anything that coats it.
Nope.
And we really, we get this question a lot. People want to know about this product that literally puts a layer of rubber over top of your deck.
I haven't seen good luck with that.
Not at all. Matter of fact, we've seen it deteriorate decks faster once that goes on there, because at that point, you can't cover every inch of the deck boards. You can't. So same thing we were talking about yesterday, Chuck, when you paint the top of concrete. When you paint the top of something and there's still area for moisture to get into there, it's
trapped moisture between the finish and the material.
It's going to come up.
It's going to be problems.
You're asking for more maintenance.
Yep.
So the proper way, one of the best ways to strip your deck is a sander. It takes time, but it looks great when you're done. whenever you take on a project like that, people just can't be in a hurry. That's something you really, really have to take your time in.
I don't disagree. And cedar, new fresh cedar is gorgeous. But people always go, how do I maintain that look? And our first response is with a lot of work.
Right.
Because it's going to weather. It's going to turn that grayish color. And if you don't love that gray, then you're going to have to sand off that gray and just keep working on it.
And you're so right. For a long time, cedar was it. Cedar was the product everybody wanted. But people don't realize after one season, that beautiful red look turns gray. It turns a dull, light gray. And to bring it back, you got to use other products to highlight it. And once you do that, you got maintenance.
Yeah.
And we all, none of us want maintenance.
So I wonder if we talk to Jeff, if we ask him if he does a cedar deck, if he will also sell somebody a maintenance program. Where Decks Unlimited comes in every year.
Good point. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing calls, just like we're about to, from Susie from West Bloomfield. Good morning, Susie. You're on with the guys.
Hi, good morning. So I need a generator because the area that I live in, we lose power anywhere from 3 to 5 times every summer. And so I've gotten one quote. I'm waiting for the second quote. But does $15,000 sound ridiculous?
Well, how big is your generator? How big is your house?
The house is 2,200 square feet, and they're talking about, is it like the 22K or something like that? Is that?
That'll run your entire house.
Yeah. It actually sounds cheap for a 22K.
To be honest with you, I have a 23K I put in quite a few years ago and spent quite a bit more than that.
Back then. Is that a water-cooled or air-cooled? Probably a water-cooled, liquid-cooled.
Don't ask me. I just didn't know if it was price gouging or that's the going rate. Everybody says it's gone up after COVID. And so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. The average installed price of a generator in a house today is over $10,000.
Right.
And that's a lot of smaller houses, smaller units.
Well, and this company that was advertised while you guys were talking, this Oak Electric, I'm waiting on them. So it'll be interesting to see where they come in because that's my second one that I checked.
Susie, did anyone talk to you about just powering the important things? I mean, that's a big generator you have, and it'll do your whole house. But when the power goes out, do you need your whole house to be on?
Maybe because I have a disabled husband, so he might be uncomfortable. Yeah.
Okay. That answers that question. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. We appreciate your call.
Thanks for everything. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, on the line with us right now is Mr. Jack Widener from Decks Unlimited. Jeff, you there?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
Oh, just great. I'm hoping for the sun's going to make an appearance today like it did yesterday. But doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are blessed. We appreciate you taking some time on a Sunday. Are you?
I appreciate it for sure.
Are you having a family day or are you working?
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit of both. We're working with the family out in the yard building my own deck. So hey, you know, it's a continued project. So hey,
should we ask what you're building yours out of?
You can take a guess. You know, take a guess. No, but definitely Trex for sure.
We just had we get emails all the time about cedar decks, and I got to guess, even though Trex is your main thing, you've done some cedar decks in the past. Can you just talk about the maintenance? I mean, people love cedar, but once they get cedar, there's definitely maintenance involved, is there not?
Yeah, you know, some of the same things that you look at with pressure treated. You know, you're still using kind of a traditional screw through the face, so you're kind of worrying about splinters and stuff down the road. The thing about cedar, it does. It looks absolutely beautiful, smells great, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But after, let's say, a year or two, you really need to start, you know, treating it, staining it, you know, whatever you're doing to protect it from the weather just about every year. You know, I've seen some cedar decks that maybe last, you know, 15, 18 years, and you know, and that type of thing. But they've taken care of it every year, you know. And I always get the, oh, well, we wasted, you know, 2-3 weeks out of the summer. First we had the power washer, let it dry, and then we had to put a coat on and let that dry. And, you know, so we kind of lost, not only lost time doing the job, but lost time out there, you know, enjoying it as well. So, so a little bit of that, you know, whereas the difference between, let's say, Trex is something, I'm not saying there's no maintenance, but, you know, a quick power wash, maybe a, you know, half an hour in a, like a morning like today or something like that to kind of clean it up. And, you know, and that's about it, maybe until you're ready to kind of close it down at the end of the year. So
we really love Trex, but let's talk about the structure because people don't get that. Is there a difference in material, even though it all looks green? It all looks the same.
Yeah, I mean, there is. They have, you know, we've actually been talked to a building inspector about it because they wanted us to verify that the pressure-treated product we're using for the frame was actually ground contact rated. So, you know, there is pressure-treated that's not ground contact rated. Then there's pressure-treated that is. But there is a slew of other things you can use for a frame. There's a steel frame out there. You could actually even use like a treated laminated beams if you know, if the customer was totally dead set on having everything exactly straight and even and perfect and kind of keeping that way. You know, wood is, you know, a traditional wood frame is gonna hold the longevity, that type of thing. But, you know, it's still going to have a little bit of those natural tendencies to want to, let's say, maybe bow a little bit or twist maybe a little bit. So over time, you know, like we've had a situation before to where, you know, cause we crown all the boards, if you're familiar with that process, but we crown all boards up, you know, so over time, the weight and everything kind of, you know, pushes down on them and almost like levels them out. And when you do that, sometimes some of these boards come out and you can't tell if they're a crown up or a down, and you put them in, you know, whatever you think that they may be. And maybe over time they sag, they bow down a little bit more, and you know, they're going to take the decking with it. So there is a, you know, there is a conversation definitely to have about, you know, maybe using a metal frame or a laminated beam frame, but you know, the price tag comes with it as well. So,
well, that and good engineering. I mean, somebody that doesn't overspan, doesn't
exactly,
try to save $200 on a, you know, $15,000 deck. How about the hardware, Jeff? Because good hardware is a lot more expensive. It shocks people.
It is. And, you know, and just like you're saying, you know, no, don't overspan. Maybe throw an extra beam in there, you know, in between so your spans are minimal and you can keep that. Sometimes with these walkouts, though, like the elevated decks, let's say the second-story decks, it's a, you know, everybody wants that open area underneath so they can use that space, too. So, you know, so maybe adding a beam in certain situations and adding extra posts just isn't really aesthetically pleasing for the customer. So, you know, so that's when maybe some of these, the steel beams, the laminated beams, you know, things like that come into play to help, you know, with that type of a situation. So, but yeah, but, you know, always using, let's say, a joist tape, you know, to help kind of prolong that wood deck, whether it even be a you know, the pressure treated or even a laminated beam, you know, they still want to recommend some type of a
explain joist. To people what that is, Jeff.
Yeah. So a joist tape is basically kind of like a rubberized butyl tape, that's going to go over the top of the joist to really kind of protect it from any of the weather. Once we throw the decking down and we screw the decking down, it actually seals around that screw. So it just kind of helps eliminate, you know, a lot of times when we're seeing, let's say, these old decks, you know, 20, 25 years. That joist tape comes in handy for sure to keep it protected. So
the website is ourdeckbuilder.com. The phone number is 734-707-5408. When we get back from break, Jeff, let's talk about you are a 20 years in business, and you are Trex Platinum Certified Installer. Let's talk about what that means to our listeners when we get back from break. In the meantime, we're going to make this next segment brought to you by a company. If you're going down your basement in your crawl space, you're smelling that mold, or worse, you're seeing that water, contact Foundation Solutions 360.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. It's Chuck and Ken and Jeff from Dex Unlimited. We are so happy to have a company like Jeff's on board with us that we can easily refer and confidently refer, because building Dex is not a do-it-yourself job.
Nor should it be. I mean, that's like, I can name so many things that aren't a do-it-yourself job. I mean, you may get done and look at it, but then give it a few minutes or give it a few days. Professionals like Dex Unlimited, you build a deck, you never have to worry about it again.
Yeah, you know, and that has to do, I think, with us just working with the products over the years. You know, working with great customers, too, because, you know, Trex, when it first came out, was a little trial and error. You know, you're finding things that, let's say, a couple years later that you thought was the best way, or even they thought was the best way to install it. And you know, and it came out over time that maybe we should do things a little bit different. So over time, we've really developed kind of like our finishes. And, you know, I believe really that's kind of what really sets us apart, is just the way that we finish off the stairs. We finish the fascia. You know, we're doing all that as a great design feature. But there's also a lot of functionality behind it as far as protecting that deck and that investment for years to come, you know. So, you know, working with Trex has been great. We're, like you said before the break, we're a Trex Platinum installer. What that means is that not only do we know the ins and outs of the product, the proper ways to install, but also, you know, they back us up with a 10-year labor warranty as well. So it's just kind of a win-win. When you get that, the great thing about it is not, you know, we usually don't even have to even use that warranty, just because, again, if Trex is installed properly, it's, you know, it's pretty well good to go. You know, a few things come up over time here and there that you know, maybe we have to resolve or figure out a way if there's a particular situation, but for the most part, it's kind of a one and done. So But I know customers, you know, really feel confident, you know, walking in that, hey, a national company is backing us. And, you know, should the economy become really, you know, bad, or we decide to move, you know, Florida always looks nice during the winter. Don't get me wrong. you know, but, you know, regardless, you know, they know that, you know, that Trex is backing them up and you know, regardless of that. So it's just a great way to keep people confident that, you know, what we're doing is going to last and they have that protection. So,
Jeff, if someone has an old wood deck that's split and they're thinking about refinishing it and spending, you know, whatever, a couple thousand dollars to refinish it, can you guys go in? Can Dex Unlimited, I don't want to say ducks, Dex Unlimited go in and rip off that old walking surface, reinforce the, you know, the substructure, and then put a Trex product on top of it with new rails?
We can. We're doing that with we have a, you know, some multiple projects that we're doing that with. We kind of go in and we evaluate the situation. Now, don't get me wrong, having a, you know, a deck that is fully, let's say it's closer to ground, it's fully encapsulated, you know, we can get up in there and look at it, and we can judge it to the best of our ability. You know, if it looks sound, if it looks everything looks good underneath there. But you know, sometimes we do sell, we call them kind of a redeck, but we do sell the redecks, and then we go in and tear out, and let's say the top of the joist is really rotted out. So, you know, so we'll replace some of that stuff. An old method was to use kind of a cedar outside board as a bond, if you will, as far as terminology goes. But they would use a cedar one because when they're wrapping with a cedar deck, they don't have to add an extra piece of fascia. So a lot of times those cedar bonds or that board basically that's on that outer perimeter of decks, a lot of times it's rotted, so we'll have to replace that. But a lot of times, you know, people can use that. This is also when that joist tape comes into play, is, you know, anytime we do a redeck, we want to definitely use the joist tape in that situation, because we're going to be, you know, sealing up the old holes and like I said, basically preventing any new things from coming in too. So
one thing I really like about your decks is the hidden fasteners. You know, I see where there's wood decks, I've seen Trex decks, I've seen what stuff they put on the wall there, the composite.
Oh yeah, like
put screws right through it, which is not what it's meant to be. Those screws eventually work their way out. There's maintenance. Talk about the hidden fasteners. That is such a great feature of your decks.
Sure, sure. Yeah, so the hidden fastener is basically something that's going down. It's almost like a clip that is going to, you know, secure the decking down. The deck boards kind of have a groove in the side of them. So if you will, the clip is almost like the tongue, you know, tongue and groove kind of thing. So, you know, it does. Not only is that fastener keeping it attached, but it also gaps it appropriately too, because, you know, Trex or other composites are plastic and wood type of a composite. So they are going to expand and contract. So, you know, if you butt them right up tight to each other over time, you can have some issues with, you know, buckling and different things like that. So it's kind of, again, kind of a multiple function product, you know, to do that. So, but it is, it makes it look beautiful, you know, makes it look like the boards are just kind of sitting there. So.
Okay. But. Once again, the phone number is 734-707-5408. The website is ourdeckbuilder.com. And everyone knows you can find Jeff Widener's and Decks Unlimited at theinsideoutsideguys.com 24/7. Jeff, thank you so much for coming on with us today and taking such great care of our listeners.
Thanks, Jeff.
No problem. Thank you guys for having us on. We definitely appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Thanks, buddy. Be safe
all
out
right.
there.
Have a great one.
You too. Hey, I want to remind everybody, if you're looking to get rid of that old, dangerous, slippery, ugly bathtub, in a 1 to 2 day process, Atlas Home Improvement can come out and install a beautiful low or no threshold shower. You got to see them to believe them. Give Atlas Home Improvement a call today. We invite your calls. We'd love to hear them in the next hour. This is all about you. But I got to digress just a little bit. You had mentioned the article in the Homestyle section of the Detroit News.
I did. Great article.
And Miss Digg, Ken and I do that article to give us a chance to spend, you know, 700-800 words on a topic that on the radio show we do 20 words with. But if you're putting a fence in, you call Miss Digg. If you're putting posts in for a deck, you call Miss Digg. They'll be out in 72 hours, I think, is the maximum time frame.
I think the general public, Chuck, thinks that every wire that is buried so deep they don't have to worry about it. And that is,
gosh,
so far not the
truth. And Miss Digg doesn't even know how deep anything is when it locates.
You're right. When, as a contractor, when we used to call Miss Digg, and they would come out and they would mark the areas that we're going to dig. It was our responsibility. If our foundation was going someplace where there was a flag, we had to dig 6 feet on each side, up to 6 feet on each side of that flag, and hand dig
right.
that 12 feet.
Hand because, expose the utility.
Yeah, 12 yeah. feet. So they gave themselves a 12
foot. They call it soft excavation, but it means you got a guy with a shovel being very careful.
I mean, you're talking about a quarter inch piece of wire down there that you have to dig 6 feet on each side of it for you, because when your machine hits a wire, it doesn't, it just rips it out.
Well, they're locating proximate.
Right, exactly.
Plus, if you read that article, I want to say there's something like 20 million miles of buried utilities in this country.
20 million?
Million with an M.
Wow.
That's inconceivable. And that's all known public utilities. That doesn't include the private stuff where Ken maybe buried an electric line between his house and his pole barn, you know.
Okay, well, you and I have both done this. We, Chuck and I, have both aerated our lawn and cut our cable wire.
Oh, gosh.
No one just saw
that
your face.
Putting edging
no one
in.
Just saw your face when I said that.
Put edging in for mulch. And your bride comes out, oh, we lost the TV and the computer and the Wi-Fi.
And you like, know instantly what you did.
Yeah, it was 3 inches below the top of the grass. It's like, you got to be kidding.
Oh, and I get frustrated because when I did it last time, I said, you know, come put a new one in. And they put it in. They didn't dig it. They didn't bury it at all. I tried to dig another 3 inches just to get it down a little bit in case I'm going to aerate my lawn at all. But, yeah, it's frustrating.
I ran into that on a Sunday with a buried electrical cable that we were doing a building for a gentleman that has now passed away. He was my old HVAC contractor. But he didn't even know it was there. And we hit it, and that's back when nothing was open on Sundays. Big box stores didn't even exist.
Right.
And I didn't even know it was Sunday until I drove into town all muddy, and the church bells were ringing. I'm going, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
We get it. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. You have an hour. We'll take any and all of your housing questions. Let's talk to Lillian in Brighton. Good morning, Lillian. You're on with the guys.
Hi. I wanted to get on yesterday when Marygrove Awning was on because I've had Marygrove Awning about 30 years. I was one of Mike's first customers. Full disclosure, I'm not related to him. I can't say I'm not a friend because when you deal with Mike, you always find you're a friend. I've only had one problem, like 5 years after installation. He came out himself and fixed it, and I've never had a problem since. It's motorized, and it's about 12 feet long, and I use it summer and winter because the sun comes in our house and blinds you when you're eating and stuff. So it's wonderful, and that company is wonderful, and I can't recommend them enough.
So the 30-year-old technology is working out well.
That's cool.
That's phenomenal. Yeah.
That's phenomenal. That's awesome. How long ago was it? 30 years?
Well, over 30. He lived I live right next to Kensington Metro Park, and he lived about 2 miles from me. And he actually sent me over to his house to look at the awning he had.
Ah.
That's amazing. Cool.
That is very cool. You know, you're just reinforcing everything we know about Mike.
I just wanted to give him kudos.
Thank you so much, Lillian. We greatly appreciate you doing that.
We'll pass that on to Mike.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay well. Thank you.
And that was 30-year-old technology. That's still working great today.
Remember we asked him, because his warranty is 10 or 15 years, I'm trying to remember which it is, and we said, really, you've been around long enough. What are you seeing out there? And he said, they'll last 20 years all the time. And here's a woman saying it's lasted 30 years.
Yeah.
And she uses it even in the winter, which is interesting, isn't it?
What more could you ask?
Yeah.
I mean,
I know, that's cool.
What more could you ask?
I love it.
888-654-4897. Phone lines are open, taking any and all of your calls.
Yeah.
Get a question just recently, Chuck, about handicap ramps and the codes. And a lot of people, they have an injury, whether it's something that comes on slowly or it's a tragedy.
Traumatic brain injuries.
And they want to build a handicap ramp, and they don't know all the codes because the ADA is very picky. You have to know all the codes. It's one of the reasons Barrier Free Plus, one of the reasons we like Barrier Free Plus so much, is we've referred customers to Barrier Free Plus, and they've gone out and said, you know, someone might not have money. They'll help them however they can, whether it's advice. We've had listeners tell us that they came out, they couldn't afford their product, but they helped them on how to get things done easier. And we love companies like that. We love companies that, you know, even if they can't sell you something, which is why you called them, they want to walk away with you feeling good about
them. To help you with a solution.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you'll tell people about, you know, tell your friends about, tell your family about.
And we should remind people that your house does not have to be ADA compliant. Only commercial structures have to be ADA compliant. So if you're really tiny and have very small hands, I can put things in your house for railings and whatnot that I might not be able to put in a school or a church or an office building because the government makes me do something different in commercial applications. So know that they can customize solutions in a house.
So when it comes to a ramp,
there's some minimum
residential ramp.
IC codes.
That's where I was going with that, right.
But that's not ADA.
Okay.
It's minimum IC.
IC stands for?
International Code Commission, ICC.
Okay.
I abbreviate it.
So you abbreviate the abbreviation.
I know, isn't that crazy? I'm lazy. So there's minimum requirements in there for slope and width and a couple things, but not a lot. Because, again, in a residential application, there's not a lot of code that applies. If it's a permanent install, then you could get into the situation where you're burying posts below frost.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like if you were building a building. But temporaries could sit right on top of the ground.
You know, but here's the issue with some of that, ramps. Chuck. People try to put ramps in places they're just not made to go. You know, they're in trouble. They need, you know, their loved ones in the hospital. They have to have something in before they get home to get them into the house.
Scary stuff.
And it's just too much of an angle. And we've seen pictures of literally signs that say wheelchair accessible. I'd like to see someone try to push that wheelchair up the ramps I've seen in the past.
Or see somebody take themselves up a ramp.
Right.
That's so steep.
Right.
Or one that enters to a curb. So if you lose control of your wheelchair going downhill, you're out in the street. I mean, we've seen every manifestation of stupidity. So a company like Barrier Free is not going to do that. They're not going to let you do it. You know, that's the big thing.
And the people that work over there, they love helping.
Gosh,
people who need help. If that makes sense, people who need help with their physical ability getting around. This is what Barrier Free Plus was made for.
We love
help those people.
You know, we're going to have to talk about putting slippery finishes on sloped concrete too. We've got companies that can do expert work at finishing floors, but you got to be cautious about where you do them. Right?
100%. Hey, you heard us mention CNC heating and air conditioning earlier. Have them come out, take a look at your AC unit now.
Really?
$59 clean and check.
It really is going to get hot out.
$59. It's going to get hot out. And make sure you have air conditioning all season long by calling CNC Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back, everybody. We do appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you that we're on until 1 o'clock today. We get to talk to Tanya and Jeff Strait from 12 to 1, and you're going to want to stay tuned for that. They are a cool couple and a really cool company with great product.
Great product, great service.
Yeah, it's an exciting product, actually. Hard to get excited about window treatments until you see their website and talk to them. I truly was enlightened going to that website and discussing it with them. But you and I were talking about, let's say a Motor City Floors and Coatings. They have tremendous concrete coatings, right?
Yep.
But the first thing they do when they come in after you've, you know, conducted the transaction is grind the floor so it's smooth.
Yep.
So the coatings will adhere. If you're going to do that, and you've got, you mentioned a 15% grade. So let's say, and that's, just think of
that's
it this way.
That's not even huge.
If it's a 100-foot driveway, that means it drops 15 feet in 100 feet. That's what 15% grade is. So that would be pretty, there's a lot of driveways like that. But, I mean, you sure as heck couldn't play basketball on it.
No, you're right.
If you dropped the ball, it'd take off toward the road.
Good point.
Having said that, you don't want to put a smooth surface on that grade. Because I don't care how much sand they put in that finish to make it
anti-slip.
You get ice and snow on it or heavy rain, it's going to be slippery. It's the nature of the beast. You never, what we call burnishing. If you walk in a factory floor, they burnish that concrete.
Burn.
So nothing will go into it. Yeah, it's literally burning it. It's so hard that you can dump water on top of it and it just beads up.
Right.
Right? But it's slicker than heck, and they wouldn't do that on a slope.
Nope.
And you don't want to put smooth, glossy finishes on a slope. You want to put something that gives you traction through all seasons in the Midwest on concrete. So just keep that in mind if you're thinking of having somebody come out. Do we have a phone call? Am I ignoring a caller?
To follow that, we like the product. The product
we love
great
it.
Product. It'll stop the water from penetrating. However,
great company.
Not on a slope where people could possibly slip and fall.
Mm-hmm.
Be very careful with that. Phone lines are open. Give us a call for any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Neil, who I believe has a very similar question.
Oh, really?
Maybe we just answered his question. Let's check. Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Hey, when we had our patio and driveway put in, they used blue shale as the main aggregate. And over the years, we did seal it when we initially penetrated in, and it pops the shale and pops the top. It looks terrible, and I was wondering if those
holes.
They embedded it in the concrete, or they glued it on and then mortared in between the pieces?
No. The blue shale was the main aggregate in the concrete.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gotcha.
And that's wrong. I mean, that's a weak product, shale in general.
Very soft.
Product, very soft product, and I don't know why they would do that. How was it, besides the flaking, how's the driveway itself? Is it pretty smooth? Do you have any major cracks? And do you know if it was reinforced with steel at all?
The driveway was reinforced with steel. Good. There is a center crack down through it. A trowel was used to put, controlled crack areas.
Yep. Yeah, tool joints.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
And,
Neil, you're breaking.
Each winter, more popping.
Yeah, and here's what happened. You're breaking up. You're breaking in and out a little bit. The popping has nothing to do with the shale. I'd be very surprised if it had to do with the shale. One of the main reasons concrete pops, why you see it flaking up, it's very rarely the fault of the concrete. It's usually more the fault of the finisher who just didn't know how to finish for those conditions. But everything you're describing sounds like a perfect candidate for a Motor City Floors and Coatings product. Is your driveway on a pitch at all, or is it pretty flat?
No, it's got a good angle. It's probably at least 7-8 degree fall.
Okay.
I would have someone from Motor City come out and take a look. They do service your area. They go into the Sandusky area. I'd have them come out and take a look at it. Besides that, I guess all we'd really recommend is a good penetrating sealer.
Does Pave Patch make a product for that, an overlay, or no?
Yeah, no, I don't think that'd be a good one.
Gotcha.
I would look at a coating, a polyurea. Now, you may have someone close to you that does this kind of stuff.
True Tech or Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Hey, Tim from Temperance, we'll talk to you when we get back. In the meantime, ROVE. Make sure you spell it right. ROVE Pest Control. If you need help with any critters around your house, make sure you call ROVE Pest Control.
Yeah, and we are happy to be with you. We invite your calls over the next half hour and then invite your emails after that until next Saturday, right?
Right.
And we're going to be on from 12 to 1 with Sparkle Blinds. You're going to love listening to Tanya and Jeff Strait. So stay tuned. Get another cup of coffee at noon and come right back to the radio.
You got it. And give us a call. Our phone lines are wide open for any and all of your housing questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. So a lot of people out there, if you have not visited the InsideOutsideGuys.com lately, we're going to give you a really good reason to visit them. Chuck and I really, really appreciate and love the fact that so many of you trust us, and you trust us by using our team partners that we refer to you. And if you're going to use our team partners, if you decide, look, I'm going to call Brickworks out. I need new chimney work. I'm going to call Brickworks out. Once you have them out, go to the special offers and contest page of the Inside Outside Guys.
I'm even amazed at some of the stuff there.
Truly. Yep. You can find coupons from Brickworks. You can find coupons from Chet's Cleaning, Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning,
Pro Home Improvement,
Clarkson Window and Door.
It goes on and on.
And these are all legitimate coupons. Feel free, go get the S-Bin and say, oh, I have this coupon.
Exactly.
These are what these are for.
Absolutely.
And they're sitting there just waiting to be used. So if you call one of our team partners, once you're done, head over to the Inside Outside Guys special offer page and get some more.
I remember Blown Insulation Michigan, when we were talking to them last week or the week before, 15% off. That, I mean, I don't care what the bid is, 15% is a ton of money.
You're right. You're
it's, right. It's amazing.
You're right.
So do you sleep with your bedroom door closed?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
No, I'm surprised.
You know, my mom and dad never did. They always, and their bedroom like ours is right at the top of the stairs, so you know if somebody's coming or going.
Right.
And the door was always open. You could bring a problem or a question or, you know.
Well, you and your wife are home alone 9 out of 10 days.
It's a moot point, yeah.
Right? So are my wife and I, 9 out of 10 days. But we've always closed the door. Now, here's the thing we have that you don't have. We have dogs.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You do. Yeah.
So if anything's made, any noise is made whatsoever, they're going to wake us
they're
up.
They're going to wake you up.
Yeah. They're going to. We have one big dog and two little dogs. And two little dogs make far more noise than a big dog does.
They always do the yappers. The National Fire Protection Agency says you can just close it.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that next. You're right.
Were you?
Whenever we talk to Kyle Spavoda, he talks about how important that is to keep.
You always want to put that to music. Kyle Slavovoda.
That's a good one, Chuck.
That's how I remember.
But you're right. No, I sleep with mine open. Okay, here's a question for you.
Close before you doze.
Last night.
Is their motto.
Did you have a window open in your house?
You forget who I live with.
Is that a yes or no?
That's a no.
Well, I don't discuss Christina's sleeping.
You've
habits.
Asked me that before. Yeah,
why
she gets
not?
She gets her allergies act up this time of year.
Oh, that's
with
right.
The goldenrod blooming and everything. Yeah.
I forgot about the goldenrod. That's right. her, I'd be allergic too. we sleep with our window open.
Oh, I love
and
it.
I love my window. I tell you, I think the last week I've had my window open, and if you look at the weather forecast. We're gonna have some nice weather. Now, here's what I do: I turn my furnace off.
Right.
But I still get my fan running. I'll put my fan on loan for my furnace, so that'll keep running it. I'll move my air in the basements and places.
It's smart.
But I love sleeping with the window open.
I do too.
My first place my wife and I ever lived, we had a swamp behind us, and I remember this time of year as the swamp starts to come alive. Now we have a wetland behind us, and we get woken up at night by everything you can possibly imagine making noise back
there.
It's
cool,
though.
Oh,
I love it. Absolutely love it. Yeah, I'm very blessed to be where I'm at and sleep where I'm at and love this time of year. Absolutely love this time of year. And the air, the fresh air, bringing it into your house. It's so
cool
much better.
And fresh. I love it.
Yeah, so much better for you.
I'm with you. But the fire, people say, close before you doze.
Close before you doze. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Phone lines are open. Taking any of all of your housing questions.
So when you got your mower ready to go this year, did you sharpen the blades?
No, I did it last year.
I'll tell you, that's one thing they say is so critical to not, whether it's battery or gas powered, to not putting strains on the mower, on the motor, excuse me.
You're right.
Because dull blades make it a lot harder.
Yeah.
You notice, and you go through heavy, wet grass with the rains we've had, how it'll bog down.
I learned this years ago when I had all those acreage to mow. I mean, I had so much to mow. If you let your grass grow too high, your mower is going to struggle.
And you don't pull sticks and you don't pull pine cones.
And if you have a riding lawnmower, you're going to throw that belt more often than not if you try to. So I'm a big believer at least once a week I get on my mower to mow because I don't, for that reason, Chuck.
I do too. And now, cut a little bit every time. I put new blades. New blades are pretty inexpensive.
I put new blades on last year.
So I'll just put new blades on. Yeah.
Every year?
I try to. I can't say I do it. But I try to because I notice the difference.
I got to tell you, when I'm done working on stuff like that, my shoulders hurt so much. Laying on, put them up on the ramps, laying on your back, trying to undo those things.
Yeah.
It just tears me apart. Now, one thing I did do this year when I started, cleaned everything out, took the leaf blower, took the power washer. I cleaned the heck out of my mower first.
Sure.
Everybody should do that. And when you put your mowers away for the winter, do not let that be full of grass.
Or leaves at all. No, I tend to, I literally do that every time I get done with the high pressure hose.
Right.
I just pull it up behind the hose in the backyard, blow it off, let it sit for a few hours, and then put it away.
Hey, what have you done to your lawn this year as far as creeping? I always tell people that was your nickname during high school, Creeping Charlie.
Creeping Charlie.
Yeah, I told you earlier,
I don't care about the dandelions. I haven't had very many of them. Creeping Charlie will literally overtake your lawn. And about 2 years ago, I told you, my backyard was almost all Creeping Charlie, which is kind of pretty, but so I treated it about four times that year.
Okay.
And it took all that to get rid of. Creepy Charlie's hard to kill.
Yes, it is. Yes,
but it finally, I mean, it's been coming in nice last year and this year, and I've just noticed the Creeping Charlie is coming in from the back because we got a field behind us.
Yep.
So it comes from there.
That could be a legitimate decorative ground cover if you find a way to manage it, wouldn't it?
You're right, and you'd have to find a way to manage it because it'll spread, man. It's crazy.
Well, it's the root system that keeps that stuff alive. You can kill flowers over here, but 20 feet away, somehow those root systems are connected.
Yeah, you got to kill them at the root, and they don't kill easy.
So I've done two treatments. I did one probably a week or so ago, but it was cool at night, so I didn't think that would take as well. I mowed my lawn, then sprayed. I noticed this week some of the dandelions were coming back. I sprayed and then waited until the next day to mow my lawn because I wanted that stuff to get on the leaves and really attack it first. That's how it attacks it. I got to tell you, I also, the product I used had 20% nitrogen in it and made my lawn green. I mean, almost instantly green, which
it's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing, but the bummer part about using that product is it makes your lawn grow more.
Sure.
But as long as I cut once a week, I'm good. And I'm at a real strange angle on my yard's at a really strange angle. I really should use a walk behind. If with my mowing deck that's almost 48 inches long,
okay.
Because I have so many different angles, you can see
scalp little parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
Scalp it, and you can see the tracks of it, you know, gotcha. On the side of it, which I don't like because I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my lawn.
Well, you could be like Pat Kelly and buy that 7-deck mower that Pat bought that doesn't scalp that was used on golf courses.
That's crazy.
He'll probably give you one if you ask. We love Pat. I know he's listening. God love him.
Yeah, no, that's a lawnmower. That's a Tim Allen lawnmower. Absolutely like that. 888-654-4897 Joe Gannon told me years ago, Ken, just keep giving out the numbers. Just keep giving out the numbers. So I'm going to keep giving out the number.
Well, we get people that get mad at us. You know, you gave out the number, but it was too fast. And you only did it once in a half hour. Or you're right. You and I have been told so many times, give it out more than you do. And so I get it.
Yep. 888-654-4897.
So I wish we could have kept Jeff from Decks Unlimited on a little longer because we do an article once a year on the deck inspection. I think we did one a month and a half, 2 months ago. We then did one on deck specifications and where we named Decks Unlimited.
Yeah.
But still, people make the same stupid mistakes. The tie-in to the house that you mentioned, we didn't really get a chance to talk to Jeff about that. I love the joist flashing.
Yes.
That's something we started doing decades ago. And literally where you fasten the deck, the material you walk on to the frame underneath, that'll hold water and not dry out. And even good treated material can rot out. He said the top of those joists oftentimes will be rotted.
And here's how we
– Yeah.
You ever have a piece of board laid on concrete? It rains. You walk away. A few hours later, everything's dry, but you lift that piece of board up and it's still wet underneath.
Oh, exactly.
That's what it's like
on
the truss, yeah.
It's crazy. So what they do – they use synthetic rubbers today. We used to use aluminum strips of aluminum. Yeah. Wow. Synthetic rubber. Kind of like the eave slashing that a Victor's or a Kearns or Kango would use, right? And it's a tape they buy that you, for a deck builder. You put your floor frame in place, then you put this tape over the top of the floor frame, and then put your deck on top of that. And it'll act like a flashing, a mechanical flashing, so water doesn't get on the top of the joist.
Yeah.
And rot it out. Makes it's a great sense. You're not going to see it if you use, you know,
and good decking. One thing we love about our team partners, let's talk about Decks Unlimited. Hey, Jeff, where is your service area? He'll tell you. I'm going to go to Woodward. I'm not going any further west than that. I'm going to go to 59. I don't know if that's it, but they have their certain area they will not go. So we get someone from Macomb calls us and says, Decks Unlimited won't come to our area. Well, that's okay. We have another company, right?
Yeah.
Chris Rigney from Spectrum Remodeling is a Trex installer. So anywhere you're at, you hear our voice, we'll help you out. Another thing Chuck and I love to do, not like to do, we'll get a lot of emails from up in the Thumb, up in the Midland area, Lansing area, Northern Ohio area. And we do not have a lot of relationships with people in those areas. However, we do hear about a lot of good companies. We will give those companies out when we can,
But what we will do if we do not know anyone in your specific area is defer to your local home builders association, because those are the only other ones we know of, Chuck, that vets people even close as we do. None of these apps that you can put on your phone, none of these internet sites that you go to vet the people, their contractors, the ones that trust them to go into your house like the Inside Outside guys do and the Home Builder Association.
Yeah, they make a deal to sell them leads. That's all it is.
That's a good way to do it.
Hey, I mean, it's a great moneymaker.
Yeah.
It's a good business plan.
It is.
But it's not good for homeowners, generally speaking.
You're right. Hey, if you need a painting project done on your home, interior, exterior, we want you. John McFarland from McFarland Painting is a consummate professional. He will make you happy every time. One of the many reasons we love referring to McFarland Painting. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. We got some calls you want to get to. A very patient Tim from Temperance. Let's start off with Tim. How you doing, Tim?
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. And I was listening to you and Jeff earlier concerning Trex Outdoors. Here's my dilemma. We are set in stone that my addition on my house is going to be a separate garage. Now, everything is going to be pitched directly to drain all the way out to the end of my driveway, even from the back of the house. My question for you is, do I try Trex or are you with colored stamp concrete?
Trex where? Where exactly? Your patio? Is that what you think?
Or it's the driveway? It's going to be basically in the back of the house is the only area I'm talking about. Between... I've got an easement on the back of my property, so I can only go back so far. I want to put a deck in that area.
Okay. I get it. Nothing's going to shed water better than the concrete. A decorative stamped concrete is going to be sealed. Water's going to hit it. It's going to go right out. The tracks you're going to have, you know, water's going to get between the boards no matter what you do. Now, there are some decking products that are either some steel ones that are watertight.
Yeah.
But if it was mine, Tim, I'd go with the concrete.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for the advice. I appreciate it as usual.
Thanks, Tim.
We love having you call, Tim. Take care of yourself.
All right, good. Let's talk to Eddie in Farmington Hills. Good morning, Eddie. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I have a question. I'm putting in a cedar split rail fence, and there seems to be a debate on whether or not to use cement for the posts or just pack it in the dirt.
Great question.
And people that I talk to goes kind of both ways. You look on the internet and it kind of goes both ways. And
you know, and that cedar split rail fence is not going to have any weight on it whatsoever. I would say 42 inches, some pea pebble at the bottom of it.
Pea pebble at the bottom, and if you want to stabilize it, put a felt paper around the four sides of it at grade with a stapler or something, and then just pour concrete at grade so it doesn't move around and weeds don't grow up next to the board. But that felt paper will keep moisture from working its way from the concrete into the board and making it rot right there.
And that's what they were saying. Yeah, you want to protect that part. Yeah.
If it was weight bearing, maybe if it's a big deck weight bearing, but something like this, there's no weight at all.
I mean, if you look, even though the wooden utility poles, they coat them with tar, to keep them from rotting out at grade. And you're doing the same thing with a felt paper or tar. I mean, you could put tar on it below grade, you know, just above grade and down below, anything to keep the water from getting into it right there.
Gotcha. Awesome.
Does that help?
Oh, that saves a lot of work.
Yes, it does.
We're all about that, Eddie. Have a great day. Right, good luck, my friend.
Thanks, Eddie.
You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Good call. Bye. All right, let's talk to Paul in Commerce. What's going on, Paul?
I have a basement cement block. The exterior of it has been painted with something. I don't know, previous owner. It's coming off or wearing off in places, and I want to repaint it. I don't know whether to go oil-based, water-based. Do I prime it?
If it's an exterior block, you can go to any Sherwin-Williams, Benjamin Moore, and look for an elastomeric masonry paint. An elastomeric masonry paint is going to bind to that masonry better than anything else out there.
Elastomeric.
You're going to ask me how to spell it?
That's all right. I'll scribble it down here. But, you know, you guys, I've been calling here for the last hour, and I get ring no answer. I get.
Paul, we get it. We understand, buddy.
I spent over 34 years working for the phone company, and you guys got a real problem
here. Well, we appreciate you letting us know about that. We will definitely take a look into it, Paul. But make sure you go in. Ace Hardware also has that elastomeric paint in stock in 5-gallon buckets. That could be a good way, but thank you for that. We'll take a look at that and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and if you ever have trouble with that number, just use the WJR number, the 800-859-0957.
Yep. The next hour, between noon and 1, the Inside Outside guys are going to be talking to Tanya and Jeff Straits from Sparkle Blinds. We'll be spending the next hour talking about your window coverings, and they have got some phenomenal products, some phenomenal offers for the Inside Outside guys.
And a neat process. You don't have to install them yourself. For me, that's huge.
That is huge. That is huge, because anyone that's ever tried buying that stuff online, there's always an issue. And then trying to get someone on. And a lot of these places have different call centers for where you order it than where you need help with.
It's,
and it's so frustrating.
Yeah, you want high touch, personal. And they've also recruited local distributors to manufacture to the standards of the national well-known expensive ones at lower prices.
Exactly.
So they're worth listening to. We invite you to stay tuned during that hour.
Yeah, stick around for the next hour with Sparkle Blinds. And I think last week we had Dale King on from Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Dale King did a special with us on Sunday, right? From 12 to 1 last week?
Yeah, I just want to remind people, Foundation Systems of Michigan, is Michigan's largest basement and foundation contractor, backed up by a national company. So with all this rain we're getting, if you're smelling the mildew and the mold in your basement, or you're actually seeing active water, we want you to contact Foundation Systems of Michigan.